Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, The Game on the Game Nashville app as well. Chase McCabe here with you, and very excited to talk to our next guest. He is the driver of the number 5 Hendrick Chevrolet. Kyle Larson is here with us. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. It's good to talk to you. We've had you on the show before, but it's been a while. And I have to start this off by saying I'm sorry. It is all my fault because I found out you were going to come on the show before the race, and then I got excited as Atlanta went on. I'm like, here he goes. He's dominating. He's going to win the race, and we're going to have him on the show. So it's all my fault, and I apologize.
Well, if there's anybody else to blame besides myself, then I'll go ahead and blame you. Thanks.
It was a heck of a run by you guys. I know second is not what you had in mind at all, but the success that you have had early on at Hendrick Motorsports, already have a win under your belt at Vegas, and then to have the run you did on Sunday, it has to be encouraging that with a new team, it's all coming together as fast as it is.
Yeah, definitely. It's been an awesome start to our season, and hopefully an awesome start to a long career together. So I've had a blast so far. Our equipment's been great. Cliff Daniels and everybody on our 5 car has been doing an amazing job. And yeah, I've been putting in a lot of work as well to be prepared on the weekends, and it's all kind of come together come Sundays. So just having a blast, and hopefully we can keep it up, keep leading a lot of laps and contending like we did last week, and hopefully those wins will come easy.
Communication is a huge part of being successful in anything, but especially in this sport. And you mentioned your crew chief, Cliff Daniels. I'm sure you had a certain way of doing things at Ganassi and the people that you talked to and you worked with, and now you have to kind of relearn that at Hendrick. What is it that is working between you and Cliff so far in the season?
Yeah, I really, really like Cliff a lot. You know, he's so thorough. He's a great leader. He's great with people. And I think, you know, to go along with how, you know, all the engineering background and stuff that he has like that, I think all those traits are really important when it comes to being a Cup Series crew chief. So, you know, his communication's been great. We've been able to talk quite a bit and prepare very well each weekend, you know, with him and our engineers and stuff. So they've got so much data and stuff to look at and help prepare you for the weekend that it's, you feel like you just kind of study for a test all week, and then you get to the weekend and hopefully you've studied enough to be good. So, but yes, you're right. Communication is important in everything, really.
Hendrick Motorsports has done a ton of winning over the years, all the championships, and whether it's Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon or Terry Labonte, whoever. I've always wondered, for a driver that walks in there for the first time knowing that you're going to get in one of Rick's cars, the 5 car especially, was it intimidating at all the first time you went in there?
I don't know if intimidating was the word, but like, I don't even know if it was really surreal yet until after the season started. You know, it's like, is this real life? Like, I'm racing for Rick Hendrick and I'm in this beautiful race shop and all these people are trying to help me go as fast as I can. I think that was just like, it was pretty cool and overwhelming at the same time, because, you know, I've looked up to their organization for my whole life. You know, I was a huge fan of Jeff Gordon's and Rick Hendrick, and man, just being able to have the opportunity to race for them with all the success that they've had is an honor. So their race shop and their campus there is just unbelievable. Everything is perfect, and you know, it's no surprise that that we run well on the racetrack too.
Kyle Larson here with us on Chasing Checkers. This weekend is right up your alley. They've put dirt on the Bristol Motor Speedway, and you guys in the Cup Series are going to tackle that. I know you've run some other races there. You're going to do the truck race. But as somebody that has been so successful on dirt, what are people in what are they going to see with the show on Saturday and Sunday as you guys tangle dirt for the first time in the Cup Series in a very long time?
Yeah, I don't know. Thankfully, I got some laps on the track there last week in a dirt late model, and yeah, there was a bunch of other types of cars and series running there. so I could, you know, watch and see how they all raced, and really every series raced great. But the one that I think is going to be, you know, similar to kind of our style racing was the street stocks, and they were really fun to watch. So, they were able to run, you know, three or four wide and just put on great racing. So I think we'll be a lot like that. The track surface I felt like was really good, and you were able to get it slick and get moving around and find some grip in areas. So, as long as they can keep the track slick for Saturday and Sunday, I think it'll be an awesome race.
What is it about dirt that's so fun for you? I know, you know, and well documented everything you've gone through in the last year, but when you were not in NASCAR, you were running dirt races. And why has that always been a fun for you to be able to get on dirt?
I don't know. I mean, it's what I got my start in. So I think everybody's got a love and passion for, you know, what they did and what helped them get to where they're at today. So, and too, I mean, they're just extremely fun vehicles to drive. The competition is intense no matter where you go throughout the world, really. So I love that aspect of it. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, like people, I kind of compare it to, you know, people if they enjoy golf, like that's kind of like people use golf as a getaway and from the real world. And in a way, that's kind of how I use dirt track racing that's my place to go relax and take my mind off, you know, stressful things that may be going on in my life, but at the same time, compete and feel like I'm getting myself better as a race car driver at the same time.
Kyle, the Pro Invitational Series is going to take place tonight on iRacing. And as we said, you know, the journey you've been on for the past year, and I know in talking to you in the past and people that have talked to you, I mean, I know what kind of person you are and have learned from your mistake, but to be in the Pro Invitational Series, to be on iRacing, is it kind of like everything's come full circle now with everything that you've gone through?
I don't know. I've been back on iRacing now for, I don't know, probably four months or more, maybe. And I had no hesitation getting back on it. I've used it a lot over this off season and really even the beginning of the year to try to get myself prepared for like the Daytona road course that I hadn't ran any laps on. So I've used it as a tool to get better and get up to speed. And I love the platform. You know, they've built iRacing into an amazing thing. So excited to get back, you know, racing on iRacing on television, and you know, hopefully I have a good race tonight. I don't really know what to expect and how it's going to be.
It's going to be fun, that's for sure. Tell us about the Kyle Larson Foundation. I know that that is something that is near and dear for you, and Drive for Five campaign that is actually going to be on your iRacing car tonight. So tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about getting my foundation started. Gosh, for a while now, probably last 5 or 6 years, I've wanted to start a foundation. I just didn't know what to kind of focus it around. And you know, after everything that I went through last year and all the learning that I did and different communities that I saw and worked with, I kind of wanted to help out, you know, those communities. So and then also, you know, I had a couple important people really help me out last year. So I'm working with them. And the first is the Sonny Foundation. You know, Tony Sonny, he's located in the Minnesota area. So, you know, he took me in and helped show me around and show me some things and teach me a lot. The Urban Youth Racing School in Philadelphia, some is, you know, Anthony and Michelle Martin are two people that I've worked with for a few years now. So they've been great to me after everything this past year. And then also Hendrick Cares now is the third organization that I'm working with. So the Drive for Five campaign is cool. I'm trying to raise, you know, $500,000 throughout this year to fund five students, feed five families, and benefit five communities through its alignment with the Urban Youth Racing School and Sonny Foundation and Hendrick Cares. So our goal is to, you know, fund five students through the Urban Youth Racing School and offer up to, you know, five scholarships feed five families daily with the Sonny Foundation and benefit five communities through the Hendrick Cares program. So right now through our season, I'm donating $5 per lap completed, as well as $5,000 for every top five finish. So I've already committed over $22,000 so far with the campaign, and I'm looking to grow it and make it bigger and bigger.
That is fantastic, and a best of luck with that, and best of luck tonight on iRacing and then this weekend at Bristol. Always enjoy talking to you and appreciate your openness, and glad to see the success that you're having.
Yeah, thanks a lot.